You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
Happy 10-4 day.
10-4 day.
Our internal Zipline holiday. We're going to be talking all things 10-4 today. On the back end of this episode, we're going to talk about our 10-4 day carrier partner winners. Very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a special guest.
Yes, we do.
Regional manager of the West Coast region, Sean Buckle.
Hey, how we doing?
Wonderful, Sean. Thank you. Welcome. But first off, we're going to talk about the history of 10-4 day. So 10-4, it's a common trucking term.
It is.
CB radios, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Basically means agreed or understood, right?
Yep.
Sean?
That's correct.
Do you ever use 10-4 on the phone when you're talking to anybody? Drivers?
Not too much, but I hear it.
Yeah. 10-4, good buddy.
Copy.
Yeah, yeah.
We use
copy.
IM around the office. I feel like a lot more than we do with our carriers.
I'd have to agree there.
Like 10-4. Someone will say something and we respond 10-4.
Oh.
We do.
On the floor.
Mm-hmm. On the floor.
Put it in your training zipcabulary, Teddy. But back in the day, October 4th, 2016, 10-4.
Mm-hmm.
October is the 10th month of the year for those listeners. 2016, we started it. We recognized the date internally and with our carriers, actually since our inception in 2007, right? So one of our taglines when we were founded in 2007 is improving the lives of transportation professionals. A great way to do that, create a holiday, recognize your carrier partners who are going above and beyond outside of these walls and within these walls, quite frankly. But that is the history of 10-4 day. So they're going to get a nice treat basket.
Yep.
Something special from Zipline Logistics. We're very excited. Had a lot of good commentary from our carriers who've won in the past. Yeah.
Our guys still have the t-shirts.
Great t-shirts.
It's nice to be able to celebrate them with something tangible.
Sure.
It's great to get the email of thank you so much. It was great support. But being able to see how often that we use these specific carriers and all of our carriers and how much we appreciate them and hopefully kind of helps them see how much effort and thought we do put into the carriers that we use often per region.
We love our carriers.
We love our carriers.
Partnership is one of our values that we're founded on. It goes with our customers and our carriers. Carriers are the backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, yeah. They move the freight.
I just gave my carrier a heads up today that he won.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Again, listen on the back end of this episode.
Well, not back-to-back winner, but 2 years ago, he won it.
Nice.
Nice.
So he stuck around with us.
Well, that's great to hear. Great transition as well. So we're going to talk to Sean Buckle. Sean's from Dayton, Ohio.
That's correct. Kettering Alter
High School. Bowling Green, yeah. University.
Falcon Pride.
BGSU.
Almost took down Penn State.
Shout out Maction. You've been with Zipline 9 years?
A little over 10.
10 years officially?
10 years.
Oh, my God.
10 and change.
10 and change. Okay. We've worked together. You've always been on the West Coast, right?
Correct.
Yeah, always.
Started with the spot team.
Started in the spot pod.
Spot pod.
Ripping spot freight.
Spot freight. Furniture. Selling the furniture.
Selling the furniture dream.
Working,
okay.
Very close with Jesse then.
Very, very light. Okay. Yeah. I put Sean through the ringer, if you will. But you've morphed into one of our regional managers, one of our leaders. That has to do with tenure, but it has to do with, I think, your demeanor, Sean. You've always been a steady Eddie, as far as I'm concerned. Not getting too high, too low. Talk to me about some of your carrier relationships in honor of 10-4 day and how that's evolved in your 10 years here.
Yeah, we've developed quite a few carrier relationships. A lot of them like to text me instead of calling me, and it's getting to the point where I've tried stepping out of more of the day-to-day, but we've been so busy lately. Can't complain about being busy, but
that's true.
A lot of these carriers have my personal cell phone and or reach out to me, whether it's about freight or just about life in general, checking up. Yeah, developed quite a few of those. Still working with a lot of them since day one still. So glad to know that the trucking companies are still around.
Yeah.
Fortunately, some have told me they're shutting the doors, one in particular this year. But other than that, things seem to be going pretty good too.
That's great to hear. It's been a challenging couple years here in transportation since basically April of 2022. Talk to me about, so we talked about partnerships, talked about consistent carriers, right? One of the things you mentioned, the spot pods, so that's what I would call inconsistent freight. It's spot freight, right?
That's correct.
It gets thrown on the board. It's maybe not a steady lane. We've talked about it before, but feeding carriers that we've established relationships with and who value the fact that they get maybe 2 to 5 loads a week on the same lane, or maybe we keep them rolling, keep their drivers going out to California and then coming back to Ohio or things like that, right? So tell me a little bit about either the carrier that you nominated for or another carrier that you have a relationship with that you've grown over the years.
Yeah, definitely, like you mentioned, round trips, especially from the Columbus, Ohio area back to Cali. Got quite a few of those guys that hit us up every day, where's the freight? But, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
Sure.
But it has been nice throughout the years seeing these guys grow with us. More and more customers show up on that lane, so we have a good backbone there. And a lot of these guys have started off with 2 trucks and raised all the way up to 20 or so, 20 plus.
And you would say that's the majority is coming from our business or our relationships, right?
Majority of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
So watching them grow with us has been
pretty cool.
Nice to see.
Yeah. Some of those guys start from like driving the trucks themselves and then moving on to more of like a dispatch or like a leadership role.
One of the guys that my boy Jimmy Angus, he started off doing local Cali for us and then started doing California to Nevada, but he was a one-man show, and talked to him recently. He's got 6 other drivers under him now.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
That's awesome to hear. That's you know, like you said, the fun part of the job, certainly with customers or brands that we see who are starting out, you know, 1 to 2 pallet LTL shipments delivering into retailers. Then, boom, they get into a Costco deal. We had one recently that had a Super Bowl ad. That's pretty cool. So it's very similar on the carrier side, right? Who's starting out small and then building it up, working together by just doing a good job.
Yeah, and it's awesome to see because that obviously develops more lanes for us too. Get them on more freight.
Yeah,
I know what type of service they provide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where the partnership happens, Teddy.
Yes, it is.
We like that.
We do.
You got any other funny stories, Sean, that you want to share that are podcast appropriate? This is going out into the Ethernet or the internet world.
I'll keep those to myself. Team off the podcast. We'll follow up.
I love this holiday, zipline holiday. It's actually the only other holiday that we actually like observe that's like a zipline one other than zipline's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. But I also remember starting out here and I would call a lot of the carriers and a lot of the drivers. And that's how I learned a lot, whether it was over the road, LTL, even drayage, made a huge difference. They knew a lot about the different facilities that we went into.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is really fun because it allows me to still be able to celebrate them, even though I'm not necessarily on that side of the floor anymore.
Absolutely. We've talked about it before on having the consistency of the same carrier and in some cases the same driver going to the same pickup spot or delivery spot in and out, sometimes multiple times a week.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a big difference.
Certainly, I agree with you there.
Certainly makes your life easier.
Yeah.
Right? John, you're like, all right, I know Jimmy's going to get this. He's picking up in Reno. He knows to talk to Tina at the dock. He's going to get in dock 47. They're going to take him 45 minutes to load those 26 pallets of snack food. He's going to get out. He knows exactly where to go.
Yeah. I mean, consistency is very nice. And the carriers like it too. They get to know the dock workers.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were running some loads from SoCal to Arizona going to Costco. This carrier's been delivering there so many times a week. They're getting empty before they're an appointment.
Yeah.
You don't hear that very often with Costco, but they must be doing something right.
Yeah.
He knows all the ins and outs. Well, that's awesome. Like I said, the back end of this podcast, you're going to hear our 10 four-day winners.
What's up, truckers? I am just popping in to announce our 2024 top carrier partners for 10 four-day. We've selected 5 different carrier partners for their overall performance, their commitment to high quality service, their personal relationships with us here at Zipline, and their load volumes. So our 2024 top carrier partners are Syndicate Transport LLC, Nanuk Carrier Corporation, JC and Reyna Transportation LLC, Woody Bogler, and Rue Ease Trucking. Congratulations to our top carrier partners. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us and our customers. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Thank you to Sean Buckle, our regional manager of the West Coast region. If you need to get in touch with him, 888-GO-ZIPLINE. I'm not going to give out your personal cell phone number. It sounds like you got enough people that have that. Anyways, 888-GO-ZIPLINE, www.ziplinelogistics.com. Reach out to us. Like and subscribe on Spotify or Apple. I'm being told those are the only two places they can actually do that. Leave a review.
Correct.
Helps our reach. And reminder, celebrate 10-4 Day. Express some appreciation for our hardworking carriers in the trucking industry. Don't get upset while you're driving on the road and see a bunch of trucks. They're doing good work, getting products to where they need to be for manufacturing, for groceries, et cetera, et cetera. They make the world go round, especially the United States of America. How about that?
Truck, yeah.
Happy 10-4 Day.
Thanks, everybody. Happy 10-4 Day.
Thank you.